Nearly 30 years ago, artist James Turrell bought something really big, an extinct volcano in northern Arizona. He wanted to turn it into a work of art, maybe the biggest piece of artwork in the world, where light can be observed and experienced in new ways. This weekend, the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art opens an exhibition of James Turrell's various light works, including drawings, photographs, and videos of his volcano project. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg toured the volcano and its crater.
When he was a child in California, James Turrell poked holes in some old World War II blackout curtains. At night, he saw moon dots. By day, sun sparked through the pinholes like stars, as if from a night sky. Almost 60 years later, light still fascinates James Turrell.
It's not something you work with your hands. You don't touch it like clay and wax, or you don't carve it away like wood or stone.
Turrell uses light to filter down walls, pour through ceilings, making spaces shimmer and pulsate. Turrell's called a genius in art circles. He's had more than 100 shows. The National Gallery in Washington just bought 4 early Turrells. He's done works in England, Japan, all over the world. But nothing, nothing can touch the Arizona project, where he has dug into a massive cinder cone volcano to make tunnels, chambers, and punched out apertures through which to view, yes, light. Roden Crater is not one of those hole-in-the-ground moon-like depressions. This crater is at the top of the cone. Turrell had to piece together money to buy the ranch his crater sits on outside of Flagstaff. We are chewing through it in his pickup truck. Miles of desert and sagebrush. With more than 600 head of cattle, plus boots and a cowboy hat, he looks more like a rancher than an artist.
So by now, do you know what you're doing as a rancher?
I don't know if it's harder to make money as a rancher or an artist. You couldn't pick two more difficult careers.
But James Turrell is on an odyssey, a $10 million odyssey so far, a colossal waste, according to one art observer, which has also cost him 2 marriages and thousands of dollars of debt. But he has this dream of catching and directing light in a kind of 21st century Stonehenge.
That's the crater? Oh, it's beautiful. It looks like deep, kind of brown, black velvet.
Roden Crater is 2 miles around at its base and goes up 600 feet. Big. The crater on top is the size of 3 football fields. Big. A tunnel gets us inside through steel framing and concrete to a rotunda.
Turn your head a little bit.
Another long tunnel sloping upward, and at the end, a cutout circle frames the sky. We walk toward it. Through the dark, dark tunnel. No electric lights yet and workers all around, but we can't see them. We're trudging up, up.
I think I have to stop it.
I mean up. We're climbing the equivalent of 9 or 10 floors, going toward the small circle of light.
Just look at the disc and then watch what happens to it as you go up the crater.
The circle is elongating. It's becoming an ellipse. What's doing it, Mr. Turrell? An optical illusion, prestidigitation through astronomy, art, science, architecture. The tunnel angles up, remember. The hole that looked like a circle from far away turns out on closer inspection to be a 22-foot long, 10-foot wide oval.
You have changed our relationship to that hole. Mm-hmm. In the wall.
I mean, I'm interested in not just what you're seeing, but you're seeing yourself see, so that the act of seeing is magical and wonderful to you.
Well, it was. I could almost feel the light with my eyes. This hole is one of several lens-like openings to the sky, part of Turrell's Naked Eye Observatory.
It takes away the scatter of light, the ambient light. It actually makes you see deeper into deeper sky. You'll see stars of more magnitude than you normally see with all that scatter when you're outside.
And there's more. Turrell is making other apertures and tunnels that direct outside light in on walls where the sun and moon will rise and set. James Turrell wants to make light something we treasure. The Impressionists had similar goals, but they caught light with paint and brushes and then showed us what they saw. Turrell uses heavy earth-moving equipment to show us new ways to perceive light ourselves. There's more magic outside, up in the bowl of Roden Crater. James Turrell landed his little plane here almost 30 years ago, looking for a place to realize this dream he had of light. He fell asleep in the crater's big bowl and woke up covered with snow. Overhead, a brilliant blue sky. "This is my crater," he said. "We see why."
The lip of the bowl becomes now our horizon. So we see nothing beyond it except the sky.
Yes, sort of your private sky here.
Another perceptual illusion. No land to see up this high, and the vast sky looks as if we could touch it. We walk backwards up toward the rim of the bowl.
See, now look at it again. See, it's even gotten bigger. It really starts to change quickly.
Yes, the sky is rising. Chicken Little would be very happy here.
Near the rim now, all of a sudden, the rest of this desert world appears. Other cinder cone volcanoes, sagebrush, a truck in the distance, and the sky is far away once again. Here, more than 5,000 feet above sea level, on the rim of Roden Crater, we've left the illusions James Turrell created for us, and can ask why he chooses to make them.
Bringing this sky down to you, the shaping of it near you, is bringing this cosmos nearer. If you have a closeness to the cosmos, if you suddenly feel that the Milky Way and planets and things are close to you, they're part of your territory. We decrease our sense of territory as we light the night and no longer are able to see the stars.
He's gotten new infusions of money, which means even more tunnels, more viewing places. Roden Crater's not open to the public yet. James Turrell can't exactly say when it will be. He seems in no rush. Meantime, his plans and other light works are on view at the Scottsdale Museum. And Turrell's odyssey in Arizona continues. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.